I'm not speechless very much, but it was a big surprise. The Community Foundation, Linda and Lonnie had called and said they wanted Natalie and I to come over for a picture, and they were going to write an article about match day, which we've done those before, and that didn't seem that unusual. And when we got over there, they took us in the boardroom, and next thing I knew, here was Janine and Rebecca from the Chamber of Commerce walking in, and everybody in the room had these big smiles on their face, and I couldn't really have no idea what was going on. And then I saw Janine was holding a great big bag of the chocolate-covered popcorn from the Sweet Granada, and I knew something was about to happen.
Well, you weren't ready for what exactly was handed off, though, were you?
No, I was. I was very humbled and very thankful, and they knew that we were going to be taking this two-week trip, and that I wouldn't be able to be there the night of the banquet, and so they wanted to take some pictures and tell us about it and do a short video, and it was amazing. It was very amazing.
So where are you off to now, Kent?
Well, we're going to Arizona for a couple weeks to, you know, see some friends and just kind of celebrate both our birthdays and just get warmer, for one thing. And just we got our bikes with us, and, you know, we'll be meeting some people from JDRF to do, you know, have lunch or do some bike rides that we met over the years in Tucson. But we're going to be in Green Valley, Arizona, and we're very excited. So we're going to go to Albuquerque, New Mexico tonight and get up early to get out there in time to watch the Chiefs game on Saturday.
There you go. When you started, you and Natalie started, right, you know, Team Schnack Cycling, then transitioning into Team Schnack Strong the following year, 2015-2016, did you ever have in your wildest dreams where your journeys have taken you overall with Team Schnack and type 1 diabetes?
No, absolutely not. We just wanted to try to make a difference in the world, and started out by helping our niece, and I decided we might as well just try to help everybody we could, and it just became, you know, started hearing about kids who were dying from being misdiagnosed and how the world really doesn't know anything about the disease or the symptoms. It just seemed like it was a place to start, and, you know, Natalie's been a huge support, and our families, and it just kind of went from there, and we just come up with new ideas and try different things, and we got the truck, and you start traveling the country and doing bike rides, and we've raised a whole lot of money for them, and just met so many people all over the country and talked to people all over the world. But when we started the Community Foundation, you know, the Team Snack Strong Fund, that's when really things had started to help so much more locally, and Match Day's been huge for us in that, and just been able to help people in our area with, you know, expenses for this disease, which costs so much money people wouldn't even understand it. And then when we found out about Camp Discovery, we started sending kids on scholarships there, and we've added more and more kids all the time. And it makes sense now. It didn't at the time, but it's just something that just got inside of me. And I think it just, I don't know, I kind of say it was God's work in a sense, but it's a lot of people in Emporia and all over the country have helped us get there.
Well, you sure have been an impact, and obviously spreading awareness and getting education out there, Kent, that's been very important to you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. And going to the schools and handing out the shirts, and you just stand close to young people. You know, I turned 70 yesterday, but I sure don't feel it, and I just want to... This is a lifetime achievement award, and I want my lifetime to last for many, many more years and keep achieving as much as we can. And we're a team for a reason, and the team is very large now. It's all over the world, and we just want to encourage people to continue to spread awareness and talk about the disease and understand the people that live with it didn't do anything wrong to get it. It's an autoimmune disease, and, you know, our support means a lot to them. They don't want to feel alone out there. They want to know somebody cares, and that's what we try to give them.
Kent Schnackenberg again joining us during our 8:05 newscast. He is the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce Lifetime Achievement Award winner. The Schnackenbergs, Ken and Natalie, will be out of town next Friday when the annual meeting takes place to officially hand off the awards. I had to ask, Kent, do you log how many miles T1 Dominator has put on it now over the last 9-plus years?
Well, I mean, today we're driving the 2022 model, which I got back during COVID as a backup. But, you know, the original one, I still drive it mainly, and it's got 415,000 miles on it, and this new one's got 55,000 miles on it. So we're getting close to 500,000 when you combine them.
Well, it's been quite a journey, and we are certainly happy that you have taken this on. You and Natalie, Team Schnack has certainly made a huge impact and will continue to do so. And as you say, you're not going to stop until a cure for type 1 diabetes is found, and we just have an impact. If anybody can lead the way to getting this done, it is Kent and Natalie and Team Schnack. Thank you for all you do and continue to do. Kent, and congratulations on this honor from the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, and thank you guys. First, obviously, we want to thank the chamber staff and the board of directors. And there's been so many great people that have won this award that I look up to and admire so much and appreciate what KVOA does. I don't know that I want to get a whole lot more text at 3:43 in the morning from Chuck. Well, I'm trying to get a few hours sleep before we take off. But
yeah, I apologize. That was a dark and early text. That's one of the darkest and earliest I've sent.
It was. I was just making sure nothing was wrong. But, you know, we realize you guys have to do that every day, and that's just another hard part of your job, and you're just so good at it. And you help not only us but so many organizations in Emporia, and we thank you very much. We want everybody to have a great day, and everybody at the banquet next Friday night, we wish we could be there. We'll be there in spirit, but we really appreciate everything you guys have done for us, and all you know, so many people that night are going to be people that have done so much for Emporia, and we want to congratulate them too.
Well, Ken, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Safe travels.
Okay, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right, yeah, Ken Schnackenberg with us. 3 o'clock. Chuck, you know, Chuck is up and active. You know, we are up and active really early in the morning. I got a text from Chuck this morning early, too. I just happened to be up, you know, so I was able to respond. But, yeah, that's we wanted to do what we could to get Kent on and
absolutely
and talk about this. So congratulations. Well-deserved.
Yeah. Absolutely, and the Chamber's done a wonderful job of picking its award winners, and you know, notably here with the Lifetime Achievement Awards the last